Welcome to the Break of Dawn. This is the second segment of Peace in the Midst of Chaos. I'm going to start with Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. That is such a great scripture if you are in the midst of chaos, because those are the things you need to focus on, not what's going on or what someone's saying. Go to the Word, because when you read this and you commit this to your heart, when you're walking through challenging times, that's what you're going to go to. You're going to remember whatever is true, whatever is honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable. If there is any excellence, anything worth of praise, you think on these things, meditate on these things. Romans 8, verse 6. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Psalm 29, verse 11. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. 2 John 1, verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace will be on us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Galatians 5, verse 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Acts 9, verse 31. Had the wrong page. Hold on. Got it. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. John 8, verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and you will do to your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yes, that devil, he is one shady, shady, shady. You cannot believe him, and he'll come in like a lamb and then attack you. You got to be so careful, you guys. Stay close to the Word of God, because that is the truth. Listen, follow him, not the devil. John 3, verse 16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Beautiful. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Isaiah 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Proverbs 31:1. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. What are you doing, my son? What are you doing, son of my womb? What are you doing, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to take strong drink, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed, and pervert the rights of all the afflicted. 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Titus 2, 11 through 12. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 through 2. First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Philippians 4, 8 through 9. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is a great scripture if you are walking through things that just so hard and difficult, and there's distractions. This is a scripture that you know you could read over and over and meditate on and really get it into your heart and your mind, because there's so many lies that are coming at us each and every day. But we know the word of God is true. It is the word of God, therefore it is true, because God does not lie. So anyway, that scripture just really, they all speak to me in different ways, but scripture can speak to you in a moment today where it speaks to you, you know, 6 months from now in a different way. It's just so cool how that works. Ephesians 2, verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. 2 Corinthians 12:20. For I fear that perhaps when I come, I may find you not as I wish, and that you may find me not as you wish, that perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 15. But if the unbelieving partner separates, let it be so. In such cases, the brother or sister is not enslaved. God has called you to peace. And then the last verse is Romans 16, verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen and amen to that. Crush Satan. I'm all in on that. Oh, mercy. Anyways, you guys, I thank you for joining me. I know the first one was about 13 minutes. I can't read the timer right now. But I pray that you have a wonderful and blessed day. I pray that the scripture is really feeding your soul. And again, I just want to remind you, anything that really jumps out at you, write it down. Go to your Bible, write it down, and just put it around your home and just read it over and over and over. And, you know, I just feel called to just the names that I've written down about who our God is. And I know there's so many more, so please, these aren't the only ones. And you can write a list of your own, and if you want to share it with me, I would love that. But these are the ones that I have written down, and I continue to add to it. I love it because when I say it in the morning, it reminds me that God is my provider. He's my savior. He's my healer. He's my protector. He's my strong tower. He is King of Kings. Think about that. Wow. He's my comforter. He is Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords. He's my Father. He's also my friend. He keeps watchful eye over me. He's steadfast. He is I am. He is the Creator, Holy Redeemer. He is holy. He is Counselor. He is my mighty fortress. He is my good shepherd. He is Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. He is the great physician. He is the Lion of Judah. He is the Lamb. He is the Lord. He is teacher. He is the groom. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is Prince of Peace. He is Emmanuel, which is God with us. He is wonderful. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. I cling to that. Cling to that. And he is Yeshua HaMashiach. And he is many more. Don't forget that. He loves you. Have an amazing and blessed day, and thank you for joining Break of Dawn.